Hi, friends. Welcome to this edition of Bayou de Beltway. We are here with Jamie Mayo, who was mayor of Monroe and is in fact running for re-election. Not consecutive re-election, but election to the spot that he has held before. So we're going to have a conversation this morning, about 7 minutes. We're going to find out exactly what it is about his candidacy and what his plans are this time around. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, Dr. Cross, and welcome back to Northeast Louisiana.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's good to be back. So what's led you to run for Monroe mayor?
Well, I tell you, I left office in 2020, and I started a consultant firm. It's called M5. And I have worked with a number of different cities, towns, and villages throughout Northeast Louisiana and, quite frankly, throughout the state. And so I also work with the National League of Cities with a program called the Strong Southern City Initiatives or Community Initiatives. And there were some things that came up that I was very concerned about. And as I relate to my own community, the city of Monroe, when I would come home and I hear about the violent crime, and also, we all know that Monroe is one of the most impoverished cities in the whole United States. So there were things that I felt like needed to be done. And quite frankly, I didn't think that it was being done with the present administration. The COVID situation, I think, caused even more of a divide with some of the concerns and issues that we have. And so I'm used to working with a number of different people in the community and then working throughout the state and the region. So that's why I decided to run, to stop the epidemic, if you will. I always say that the city is on life support, and we want to do something about it. So I'm not on the sideline. I want to get back into the game to help do something about it.
Okay. Well, tell me, does your campaign have a theme? Is there something you think about every morning, your pitch, what you're saying to people, how you would organize and describe your campaign?
Well, basically, the theme... campaign theme came from the community, and a lot of them were saying, I want Jamie back, or we want Jamie back. And so I said to them, with your help, you'll get Jamie back. And so that's been the theme of the campaign.
Well, what does having Jamie back mean? What do you see yourself as bringing to the community?
Well, what you get is a person who has a lot of experience and gone through a lot, a person who's built the new airport terminal, a person who's worked with others to build a state-of-the-art public safety center, a person who has led the city of Monroe to be in the best financial shape in the city's history, and that's one of the things the current administration didn't have to worry about when he came into office because we were in good shape. And so you also get Jamie back that's going to address this high violent crime rate, especially gun violence. And so you're going to get all those things and more if you reelect me as a mayor of this great city of Monroe.
Are there specific policies of the Ellis administration that you would change, amend, or undo?
Well, one of the things that he has done, we had a summer youth program that was very active and very committed by our students, and we were up to about 200 jobs, and he has decreased that to about 20 or 30 jobs. And that's one of the ways that we're going to go about reducing some of this crime, this violent crime, because our kids are not busy during the summertime. And when they're not busy, they get into trouble. So we're going to bring 1,000 jobs, not just with the city of Monroe, but also we're going to network and work with stakeholders, business community, faith-based, other governmental entities. And those are some of the things that we're going to do to help the policies that we would change. The other is they illegally transferred half of the planning and zoning department over to engineer, and that had to go out to the voters because that is a material change. And so they did that through the vote of the city council, which is the first step. But the second step, you have to take it out to the voters, and they did not do that. So that is illegal, and I would change that back. And there are some other things, too, I would change, but those are two of the main policy changes that I would make.
Okay. Well, looking back at the past during your administration, are there some things that stand out in particular that you go, yeah, I did that, I was part of that, something you'd like people to think about when they consider your candidacy?
You know, there are a lot of things that happen. You're talking about 19 years.
Mm-hmm, of course.
You know, our community has a, I mentioned the impoverished rate is really, really high. So we worked extremely hard in working with the SCDD. We were able to fund them. We were able to help with some housing situations. We brought on 11 new neighborhoods. While I was mayor, as I mentioned earlier, we built a new terminal airport. And, of course, I may say I every now and then, but, of course, is based on the team that I've had to help me to do all of these things. We became a Class 1 fire department. There's 45 rated communities throughout the United States, and the city of Monroe is in the top 50. And so that is significant, and we've held on to that for several years. There's about maybe four or five in the whole state of Louisiana. And just a number of drainage projects that you see that were started under my administration, the sewer projects, all of the signs that you see, the blue signs that have the current mayor's name on it, those are our projects that we started, some of which we completed, some of which we did not complete. So the outcomes of the families through working with the National League of Cities and children, that is pretty significant because we're at the bottom of the list with all of the states in terms of the outcomes of children and families, consisting of when you're dealing with health care, you're dealing with economic development and a number of other things. Those are things that we want to change, and we will change once the citizens of the city of Monroe reelect me.
We got about 30 seconds left. So what would you say, why should people vote for you? What's your bottom line? What would you say, 30 seconds?
Well, I think that the people in the city of Monroe saw that I was a really good leader, also a good manager, and I have a good record, a very good record of serving as mayor of the city of Monroe. And the fact that we will turn this city around because we're on life support now and violent crime is taking us down. If you reelect me, you'll see someone that will come in, raise my sleeves up, and go to work on day one. So I do ask for your vote and support. I'm number 25, Jamie Mayo. Please reelect me. God bless you.
Thank you. Well, we've been talking with the former mayor, Jamie Mayo, who's running for his old position this time around. The election, I believe, is March 23rd. So we want to make sure people get out and support the candidate of their choice. Thanks for coming to the show today.
My pleasure.